Welcome to today's episode, where we have the pleasure of speaking with Karanveer Anand, a technical program management leader at Google. So we'll be diving into his insights on various topics like AI's impact, the balance between innovation and safety, and the future of program management in a rapidly evolving digital landscape. So welcome, Karanveer.
Thank you, Arsene, for having me here.
So first, can you share a bit more about your background and how it led to your position at Google?
Definitely. I'm a technical program manager, specialization in software reliability. Basically, I run a technical programs that improve the reliability of the Google services. So reliability, a horizontal space that can apply to different domains, even AI. AI needs a better reliability too. AI projects need to have a efficiency in their capacity. These models need to give the right results. So reliability applies there too. Basically, my focus is about how can I make Google services more reliable, where billions of people that use around the world can trust on it. What are the different ways, innovative ways in which we can run it and make sure they never go down? They're always available for our customers. That's my main focus. Before Google, I was working with some other company, Nutanix. I've been doing pretty much similar work with software reliability, with the private cloud infrastructure, and making sure they're reliable for our data centers. The data centers never go down. How can I make sure these data centers are always reliable?
How has the impact of AI transformed the field of technical program management?
Definitely. AI is rapidly evolving from the last 1 or 2 years. It's evolving at a very high speed. AI has been here before, but the way it has been evolving is very fast in the last 1 or 2 years. Apart from that, technical program management, the AI is on top of that, very new field, which we are learning over the time. And technical program management, AI is again, a program manager need to learn all the bits and pieces of different types of models, which models to use, when to use. It needs a lot of technical understanding about these models and the challenges AI brings. So it's a challenging field, but you're going to create an impact in the real world.
Yeah, absolutely. And how are you currently leveraging AI within your own teams at Google? Can you share any specific examples where AI has significantly improved the workflow or outcomes of your projects?
So we have integrated AI Gemini for Workspace. It's a public feature, Gemini for Workspace, where Gemini will be included in your Google Docs and Drive and Gmail. You can summarize a document. If you have a lot of documents where you want to read, you can summarize using AI to read it up. And you can fix your emails, you can draft your emails, and you can ask Gemini, hey Gemini, can you fix my emails for any grammatical mistakes? Even Gemini can write your emails. I use at least Gemini for a lot of some of my administrative tasks. That has been pretty helpful for me. It saves a lot of my time. You can create some images using AI. So that's pretty helpful too. If I'm creating some presentation slides and need some innovative images, you can ask AI to create any images.
And how do you see AI influencing the future of cloud computing, particularly in terms of infrastructure management?
I guess that's a very good question. How AI will impact the cloud computing. Cloud computing and AI are the two different verticals where they're intersecting at a very higher level, where I believe we will have some intelligence on how the cloud consumption and the cloud, there are many horizons of cloud spending, cloud consumption, how customers consume the cloud, how the services in the data center cloud AI comes. It's going to be integrated in the different sections. For example, consumer AI can be integrated at the consumer spending level, where it can give your consumer choice. Oh, I believe this service is more suited for your workload. This service is not suited for your workload. I believe somewhere we are going in that direction, where you will get an automated response from our AI models on which cloud services best fits for your need. And you can express your interest, like, I want to save money, I want to have better efficiency, I want to have better availability, I want to have better security. Like, customer express the interest where AI models can give the combination of a suite of best services, cloud services for the customers. So it's going to influence a lot in the cloud computing. On the data center sides, I guess cloud AI is going to take care of how to make data centers more efficient. Because in this current economy where we are all thriving to save money, right? It's very important that we are using our data centers very efficiently. AI is helping a lot there by making sure data efficiency of data center is very high, because we don't want to waste the resources.
Yeah. Do you see any new trends emerging soon?
I see a few trends in the industry where the workload, let's say you have a big data center and it's like some of the workload AI, the models believe it will get freed up. So some models, some workload from here, this data center A will get to move to data center B. Like the migration is going to happen automatically. So that's thing happening. Basically, AI models are going to help in more efficiency of cloud computing.
Interesting. So it's like managing the load
yeah.
of the servers, right?
Of servers using models.
Awesome. And you know, there is a lot of debate right now about whether AI is overhyped or not, which is understandable. So in your experience, how do you view the current state of AI technology?
I don't think so. There is definitely a learning curve in the AI, but AI is not an overhead. But we need to know where and why to use AI in the before using it. I just want to integrate AI. So just integrate it. You need to know where and why you are integrating AI.
Exactly. So what steps are you taking to prepare your team and what skills do you think will be the most crucial?
I guess that trainings are the first step where we believe everyone needs to know the basics of AI and everyone should know about the basic capabilities of these LLMs and the GenAI like models, what they're capable of. And once you know how what they're capable of, you need to know how to leverage them because a lot of people know a lot of talking, but it's important to know how to use them, how to query the basic LLMs. And once you start leveraging it, you can keep an innovative hat on with your day-to-day task and you can explore, oh, maybe I can use AI here. And that can give you a good application for new application for AI because AI is still evolving and you never know. You found a different area that you can leverage AI, which no one has done it before.
Yeah. So I'm personally a developer as well. And I'm curious, how do teams at Google utilize AI technology to boost developer productivity right now?
So developer productivity with the AI can be integrated in a different way. Something like when you submit your code, the test cases can be fixed. Like test cases run and sometimes the code fails. So yeah, the code can get fixed with the AI as well. Basically, code fixing can be done with the AI. What I mean is like, let's say you miss a syntax error, AI can give you a syntax. Hey, you may need to fix this. You just need to click yes. Oh, you're right, AI.
Yeah. So essentially AI-assisted PR reviews and also even some bug fixing. Is this already in your pipeline at Google?
Yeah, some part of it, it's already in the pipeline.
Awesome. I see. So AI is already there. I'm glad to hear that. And there is also an ongoing debate between accelerating AI development and prioritizing AI safety. So where do you find yourself and do you lean more towards accelerating the progress or do you prioritize caution and safety measures to mitigate the risks?
I guess AI safety is definitely one of the topmost priority because if we don't keep the AI model safe, then the world is going to be destructive and we need an ecosystem to make sure the AI is safe, the AI model's evolution is safe and we are not doing anything destructive in the world. So definitely a balance is needed. But on the other side, I believe this AI safety needs to be built in our frameworks so that we don't have to keep a balance of it. A human balance doesn't sustain over the time. It's important to do these checks and bits in our framework. So someone needs to do a software making as a default. Like AI safety should be as default. It shouldn't be a new criteria where we need to make a checklist for this. So because we can't tolerate unsafe models at all. This should be a big red flag in my opinion.
Yeah, totally. And how do you see the global competition, particularly with nations like China, influencing the pace and direction of AI advancement?
Definitely. China is a very like a black box. It's always hard to predict what's going to come from China.
Yeah, that's the truth. So what are your thoughts on AI regulation? Should there be stricter guidelines to govern the development and deployment of AI, especially in critical areas like cloud infrastructure?
Definitely. AI governance is a big pillar that needs to be there. And with the AI governance is just getting better because we can take better decisions, especially in the cloud computing, which human beings can't. And these AI models are giving a very good results and are increasing in efficiency and a better decision making. So the AI governance is definitely needs to be there. And it's really helping us already.
Yeah, and I remember how Sam Altman, for example, proposed that we only regulate models like above a certain number of flops, which is essentially like the compute power that goes into training that model. How do you think this regulation strategy would affect the AI development? And do you think this is a good way to do that at all?
Maybe we should do open source. There are a lot of open source models as well. Like Hugging Face provides a lot of open source models for AI models. So AI regulation can help, but we need to have an open source contribution in that, in this field too. Because if everything is a closed box, then the small developer can't innovate, because developers need a small models to start. Even a mid-sized company needs small models like to start, because they may not be able to spend a lot. So we may need to start with the tiny models and explore.
Got it. Yeah, I know some of those companies right now are building incredibly expensive data centers. Like, for example, there are rumors that, you know, Microsoft and OpenAI are planning like $100 million compute.
I mean, companies are investing a lot in this, even in this year, in AI, and we are yet to see the right results, the cash flow positive with the AI.
Yeah.
All the tech companies are still investing. And we're just fingers crossed, because it's just a beginning. And it's obviously, when the something technology takes a rebirth, we always need to put a lot of effort in the beginning. Similarly, when a kid gets born, you put a lot of investment and energy into that kid to raise the kid, right? Until it becomes 18 or 20, they're not going to earn money. So you always need to invest a lot of energy, time, money to your kid as well at the beginning of years. Then they get mature over the time. That similarly with the technology and kid get mature over the time and they start giving you results.
What use cases do you think will bring the biggest return on investment in the AI industry?
I guess AI is already helping a lot in the customer support industry, which has been already a positive one, which I am observing, like customer service industry. We call a lot of times to support industry, and AI can make an automated decision. That's one of the part. And I was recently seeing that NVIDIA is planning to launch robot nurses, AI nurses. And the report was there's a lot of shortage of nurses in United States and Canada, and healthcare industry is another one, basically, where you can automate or build robot for administrative task or hygiene cleaning, like taking care of the patients. You can have robots doing the work too. So these are the sectors that has been never explored before. But with the evolution of AI, with exploring the healthcare, financial sector, the using of LLMs in the financial sector, another one, how we can use LLMs to even invest your money, people are already using it. So I believe AI has been integrated into every field. I can say it, you may have never imagined, AI has been included in like planning your trips, to booking your trips, to customer service, financial sector, health sector, energy sector, travel sector, even people do astrology. I'm not sure about astrology. There are LLMs for astrology as well, like a fine-tuned models just for astrology.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I also think that AI will be affecting every single industry in the future. So what do you think businesses should do to prepare?
I guess all businesses should be vulnerable to the change. If you are not vulnerable to the change, then your competitor may get a competitive advantage. So it's important to be vulnerable for change and start exploring how AI can impact your field of business, and try to think in that direction and have some discussion. I'm not sure if you wanted to invest in AI as of now or not, but even if you are not investing in AI in your field of business, but start exploring, start thinking. That's the first step. You need to know what AI can do in your field. That's a beginning of a start of a journey.
And what do you think will be the biggest trends in AI development in the coming decade?
Definitely. So AI development is little expensive now. I'm assuming it will come little be more economical over the time. It needs to be little economical so that can be adopted at a scale. Currently, AI shouldn't be seeing, AI needs a lot of money to adopt it. So that thing is going to change over the time so that AI can be adopted at a scale. AI is going to be more efficient.
Yeah. And what constraints do you think we have right now that prevent mass adoption of AI?
I guess a couple of things. One is TPUs are a little expensive, and the shortage, the chips, that's a fun thing. I guess over the time, more companies will start developing these chips and not just one or two right now. That's going to, so monopoly is not going to be there after a few years. That's a one thing. Second, AI will be more like a Microsoft Windows or Apple Mac OS operating system. Yeah, when Windows got released, no one knew how to use the Windows or no one knew how to use the Mac operating system. Over the time, people got very comfortable with these Windows operating systems. Similarly with the cloud computing, when cloud computing was here, there was a lot of hype. Oh, how cloud works? How cloud works? People were always about the private cloud. Now the public cloud came. And it was a lot of things about that safety and trust we came up with, right? Oh, is my data safe in the cloud? Similarly, people over the time, things will become more mature, more stable, more secure, more reliable with the AI models as well. Like it will start building trust with the AI models. People will get to know how to use AI very easily over the next few years. It's a similar concept when any technology comes. It takes time for people to get comfortable with that technology. How to build the trust, building the trust, and these things take time.
Yeah, so it's impressive how AI is already becoming a necessity almost for any product. You know,
definitely.
We've seen some really big names, you know, integrate AI, like for example, partnership of Apple with OpenAI, obviously the new Microsoft Copilot. And right now it seems like almost every single SaaS platform has already somehow integrated AI into their business. So I think AI is definitely going to become like a necessity
right,
rather than a feature in the future. So how do you think those platforms should think about integrating AI?
I guess like you said pointedly, AI has already become a necessity, not a feature, because we are seeing AI to increase the productivity of a normal workflows and not just an add-on feature that it's optional for a user. We need to see AI as an increasing my productivity. Like you're writing emails. You can write an email. If I'm writing a document in 30 minutes or 1 hour, I can write in 2 minutes with the AI. So try to think the power of AI, how it's going to impact your day. If you're finishing a task in 10 hours, you can finish it in 2 hours or 1 hour with the help of AI. So AI is not just a feature. It's part of your necessity over the time to increase your productivity, to increase your workflows, and even you can build your own workflows over the time. So all these companies need to think on how can we include them in a normal workflows. Currently, let's say Microsoft Copilot has given them a feature for a customer where they can turn it on and pay something to turn it on, right? But we need to get people comfortable with AI. That's the first step. So that AI is not a wow. AI is just, yeah. It's a feature. It's not a feature. It's a normal workflow, part of life.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Karanveer, for your insights. This has been an extremely engaging discussion. So where can people find more about you and your work?
Definitely, I'm available on the LinkedIn. My name is Karanveer Anand. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm a technical program manager at Google. Ping me for any questions. I'm happy to help anyone. I am a technical program manager with a thought leader. So always if you're thinking about the AI world as well. Ping me for any questions. Happy to help and collaborate with you.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much, Karanveer. As I said, I'm excited about the potential in this field. So thank you once again.